I mentioned to you at the conclusion of our last lecture of the rise in banking of the House of Rothschild, which played an important role in Jewish history, as well as in the development of the modern mercantile system, which helped fuel the industrial and later technological revolutions of the Western world. The success of Rothschild proved to the Jews, or proved at least to Western European Jews, that almost all of the barriers were about to fall, and that Jews could reach the highest level of attainment, and in fact, that Jews could participate fully in Western society. What I think we have to bear in mind is that the Jews of that age, as the Jews of almost every age, suffer from a certain type of myopia. All anti-Semites accuse all Jews of having to wear glasses. There is a certain amount of truth to that accusation. Here we are talking about spiritual and social spectacles. The doctor in Miami said he's been listening to me cough for 6 months already. But he has no solution to the problem. The myopia lay in the fact that the very success of the Rothschilds and of Jews in Western Europe, in professions, in the arts, in science, in medicine, in business, in finance, in trade, the very success would unleash a new type of anti-Semitism that did not exist before. In effect, the Jews, without realizing it, were trading in religiously based anti-Semitism of the Christian world for a new type of anti-Semitism. And that the new type was far more virulent, far more dangerous, far more destructive. And I'd like to say a few words about it. It is not a new theory of mine. If you want to read a very good analysis of this idea, it appears in the opening chapters of a book called The Siege by Conor Cruz O'Brien, who was the Irish representative to the United Nations for many years. And as since he sat, they sit in alphabetical order, so he sat between Iraq and Israel for 10 years, which gave him a unique perspective upon the Middle East problem, since all conversation was directed through him. And the book itself is a marvelous book in terms of insights from a so-called outsider who many times sees it more clearly than the insiders do. But the theory, I think historically it's proven, the theory about the two types of anti-Semitism is relatively a simple one. Christian anti-Semitism, based upon religion, simply by the nature of Christianity, had limits to it. The Crusades, the Inquisition, Luther, the excesses of the church, always were within limits. Genocide was unthinkable by the church, because the church itself had moral limits. And even though we may not be very proud of the church's record vis-a-vis the Jewish people, the truth of the matter is that the Jews in the Middle Ages were never subject to extermination. They were subject always to terrible persecution, and individual Jews were always subject to extermination.